Here we go.
Is it recording?
Yes.
Okay. Welcome, everyone. It is 12:30, I mean 9:30, so we'll begin. This is the Tuesday, July 22nd, 2025, meeting of the Central Business District Architectural Review Committee. Roll call, Robbie Cangelosi, absent. Ashley King, present. Miriam Salas, present. Randy Hutchison, present. Robert Boyd, present. We have four members constituting a quorum. The second item are the minutes from the Tuesday, June 17th, 2025 meeting. Are there any comments or is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Miriam Salas and a second by Randy Hutchison. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right, we are on to item three, the regular agenda. The first application is 615 Barone Street. Welcome. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Heather Cooper, AQ Studios, 1100 Fortress.
Great. Thank you. Staff?
This is an application for the renovation of a contributing, rated, but highly altered three-story mixed-use building, including a new penthouse addition in Lafayette Square. At the previous meeting, the ARC requested an update on the SHPO and National Park Service comments of the proposal. For the next meeting, the ARC stated that the penthouse facade should reflect the four-bay rhythm with either openings or recesses. The penthouse wall at the rear should be further inset from the existing wall to differentiate old from new and to better flash with different materials. Any canopies or awnings of the penthouse doors should also be part of the design.
Should the applicant like to make a brief presentation?
Yes, please. So an update from SHPO. We're still waiting on our feedback on from this as it pertains to the state credits. If you recall, we were exploring the option of nominating the building individually for federal tax credits, and we heard back that that wasn't going to be an avenue for us, so we're just going to pursue state credits. But no further update on their feedback yet. A couple of things that we've changed about the package. One thing that you had mentioned last time that we brought up to our client was that there was no direct access from the two commercial spaces to the street. You're gonna have to go through the hotel lobby. So they decided, they liked that idea, which I think is a good change. On the planned left-hand side, there's actually already, the storefront's already set up for a door. It looks like there probably was there one in the past, and then when it was made a non-public serving business, they just filled that in with a fixed storefront. So we're going to remove that panel and put a storefront door in there that matches the other two that are already on the first floor that face Barone. And then we'll be adding a new storefront door to the planned right-hand side commercial tenant space that will look just like the other side. So same height, same materials. And then really it gets up to the penthouse as you face Barone. We altered the arrangement of the fenestration so that it follows the four bays. Because there are two existing stairs that we're adding on to, we did an inset like stucco panel, which could be painted in a different color to accentuate kind of that bay, but filled in with as much storefront as we could. For the spaces that don't have the stair. On the rear facade, we set it back further inset. Our client isn't as interested in a detail, like a band of some sort there in between the two materials, so we're looking at just some, like a stainless steel flashing in between that brick and the stucco. Yeah, those are the major changes that we've made since the last meeting.
It doesn't appear that you added any canopies.
Sorry, you're right. I didn't address that part. You didn't. We discussed with the client the pros of adding them and also that the HDLC's position about it being included in their initial package, and they'd like to move forward without them.
that is on them. Just that will be brought up if and when they come back needing protection from water.
Understood. We have relayed that message loud and clear.
Hey, there is a material being proposed adjacent to the amenity space. Glass doors gonna be the same color the rest of the penthouse.
You're asking what the storefront in the middle is leading to?
No, the adjacent stucco panel.
Oh.
That is like recessed.
Yeah.
It's gonna be the same color, it's gonna be contrasting color.
Oh, we were talking about a contrasting, complementary but contrasting color. So it would accentuate the fact that
it doesn't disappear as they open.
Yeah.
On that penthouse addition on the Brougham Street elevation at the top, you say new smooth stucco finish and cornice to match existing?
Yeah.
Did you maybe just address that? Or is it a formed cornice or is it just flashing?
It's a simple little cornice at the top where they're not super interested in a band is in between where that stucco hits the brick on the rear facade.
Okay.
They just want like a simple flashing in between the two.
The inset at the penthouse level on the Brougham Street, it looks like it's really just drawn in. How far is it actually inset?
So it's relatively narrow. It's only about 5/8 of an inch set in. So we've added a second layer of sheathing on that front facade, and then just have a single layer of sheathing
in that inset panel. And that's why I was asking about the contrasting color, because otherwise it's not going to be red.
Right, it's relatively subtle at the moment.
Yeah, it doesn't really read it on the plan or in the section.
Especially at 11 by 17 size.
Yeah, and it's not catching any shadows.
Is it possible to change the stud size to...
We could look at the stud size. We could also look at... A little tongue twister for you. or we could look at like some continuous insulation... at that location to thicken up that.
Yeah, because that may actually solve your other problem with, since you didn't put the awnings in, but you still need protection over the doors. If these all are inset the same level, then that would probably be a good
thing. Yeah,
we could definitely do that.
So like you do like a returning wall that holds your storefront, right? Like little L brackets kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And plan.
Yep.
So they hold you back, they provide a little bit of protection. And then that creates a clear definition of your rhythm that responds to your flower base.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you do that, then you don't even need to do the contrasting color.
Right.
Yeah.
You just need the shadows.
Because it may look
silly. Right, and it would like naturally.
Yeah, like the materials on that building are so severe that playing with color might not be.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we have no jurisdiction on color.
Right. So no, or it could be a fun art element.
That's absolutely.
You're very creative this morning.
Huh?
Yeah, you're creative.
It's already been one of those mornings.
Could you walk me through what's happening on the ground level? I'm confused by the drawing on the sidewalk and really what's happening there.
Sure. So currently there are just steps up to the first floor. And so we don't have ADA access off of the street. So what we're doing is ramping up the whole sidewalk, which is where you can see the arrows. And then you have a 5x5 flat landing. But then you have to go kind of in. Because of the angle of some of the brutalist details, we have a low head height there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're taking people kind of around the fins.
Yeah.
And then either you could go into our building or you kind of have to loop back around the U.
So as a pedestrian not coming into your building, you will have to go like that?
Yeah.
Do you have a possibility to push your three steps a little bit inwards and closer in so you allow for the landing of the ramp and continuous pedestrian traffic? This is weird. I'll be annoyed if I'm walking. I mean, I have to go in and out just to avoid the handrail.
It is certainly an atypical condition as a pedestrian. Maybe those commercial tenants will be thrilled that these pedestrians are being driven towards there.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about, the environment probably works, may not be poorly. I'm not sure, but.
For what it's worth, DPW hasn't reviewed that aspect.
Yeah.
But they certainly will have to as a part of our planning process. So there's certainly potential for a better solution than what's here. We'll be working with them to find something that works so that we do have ADA access to the building, and you have a good experience as a pedestrian not coming to visit our.
What is the distance between, if you know, from the top of your head, from the edge of the railing to the edge of the curb?
From the edge of the railing to the edge of the curb, what's our?
Look at 24 or less. You know.
Oh, yeah. We've got like a 4-foot landing at the end of that stair before the curb.
Because the existing condition is all steps.
It's all steps.
Yeah.
And we looked at ways to try and fit like a ramp in on like our property side. But given all the fenestration and it's just like a small inset there, there was no good solution. The other thing is like, what's taking away from the building that we're getting tax credits from?
Yeah.
You know, adding this ramp that was never really designed to be there in the first place, or modifying the sidewalk.
If I'm just looking at it, I feel like maybe your planters need to move away from the building so that you can have a side unobstructed sidewalk.
That's where we have the low head height. That's the that's where those fins kind of they project off our building over the street, and they're relatively low because that's initially
the your natural
instinct to do that.
Well, no, it's like a projection because they're like angular, right?
Yes.
Okay,
so
these
it's like
here. Low, are these what we're talking about?
Yeah, both that awning and then all of those individual fins that kind of like march down the building.
Yeah, they're shaped like this.
Yeah, they kind of go like
over the street.
So the higher point of them, you have enough head height underneath, but the lowest part of that fin, you'd be smacking away.
Right. It's in cane protection, essentially.
Right.
Is there any public comment regarding 615 Barone Street? Hearing none, is there any more discussion or any motion?
Who wants to make a motion?
Well, I guess the DPW really has to sign off on everything with the ground here.
Yes.
So that's really not our issues. I mean, I'd make a motion to.
However, whatever they end up doing could impact the design of this front. They may end up having to make some other changes. I kind of feel like what's there is going to work, isn't going to get approved.
Yeah.
If you're going to come up with some other scheme that ends up moving the ramp inside or changes where the steps are located, that may be something that we'd want to look at if that happens.
Before you even making the motion, let's think about like maybe when you have finally the sign off, because I'm certain it wouldn't impact what you've already shown, and I don't think that's going to apply, that's not the jurisdiction. Maybe you submit again a staff level. If that level feels harmful, they'll be to go, and if not, if the changes are so significant, complex. But like the idea of moving the project forward.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah.
The same thing when you're gonna have some major minor changes to like setting back the windows a little bit in the greenhouse. So also present that as a staff level. I think that's a very straightforward revision.
So the two motions are about, you know, any comments or responses to the ramping and the steps at the ground level from DPW need to be presented to staff for approval. The second comment is to look at thickening up the stud size on the upper floors in order to be able to recess the storefront openings in the stucco panel further. Anything else?
No. So that's a motion we took away.
So we have a motion by Ashley King and a second by Miriam Zalvis. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
I'm already in this mode. I started early this morning of like, okay, this is what we're doing. These are the decisions. Let's just go.
All right,
that's
good for an ARC meeting.
All right,
the next application is 325 Andrew Higgins. The applicant present. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
James Catalano,
4933 Magazine Street.
Great, thank you. Staff?
This is an application for the renovation of a non-contributing rated one-story commercial building, including the installation of a new storefront, a new occupied roof, including a new roof access stair, handrails, and mechanical equipment, in full control warehouse district.
Would the applicant like to make a presentation?
Yes.
Existing single-story CMU building nestled away here against an existing parking lot and an abandoned warehouse as well. The current condition is abandoned storage space. The front facade is stucco over CMU. There is an existing opening that's infilled with, it's basically just exposed studs that have been painted, and then they put an old transom window and old doors in there. And existing brick on the other two sides, it shares a wall with the adjacent building. Existing parapet TPO roof, flat sloping towards the front. We are calling for the front facade to basically remain the same. We're gonna remove the overhang, have a pushed-in opening for the entrance, which we felt was appropriate and similar to the adjacent buildings. Steel doors and windows for the opening for that puncture. The rooftop pop-up for stair access is against the adjacent building. We pushed it as far back as we thought was appropriate to still maintain our means of egress distance. And hopefully it just kind of fades away against that building. There will be no rooftop structure other than the railing and a paver system that will sit on top of the existing roof. All of the mechanical systems and exhaust will be at the rear of the property with a screen surrounding that. We are going for federal and state historic tax credits. We've already had preliminary reviews with them. The part two has been submitted.
Quick question. She posted anything about the location of the railing on the roof facing the street?
We pushed it back to 5 feet, which I believe is because of an ordinance or a zoning ordinance. We originally had planters in front or between the parapet and the railing to try and conceal as much as possible. They preferred to just have as minimal of a sight line for the entire roof.
Because this comes up in this neighborhood all the time about how recessed that opening is, the front opening is, and you might want not as recessed.
Tell people that.
Because it, yes, people will sleep in it, urinate in it.
Yeah.
And so there is, very often, people come back asking to add gates into recess openings like that to prevent people.
Oh, yeah.
So you might want to look at, while it's a beautiful gesture, it will be used after hours.
But not creating such an alcove for somebody to sleep comfortably.
Mm-hmm. Right. And if we got it as tight as we could while still having like the implied opening, that
it's more of a function than an operational thing.
Because
the smells are real.
Yeah, and if that happens, the project comes back a couple years after to leave that gate.
Well, and just working in that area for many, many, many years. And
that's right.
Walking to work in the morning.
So what you're saying, like resetting at just 18 inches or something?
I think that it should be.
Right now, it's about, I think it's about 30 inches.
Yeah, I mean, there was even the instance on Canal Street where they burnt down, buildings were burnt down because someone was sleeping in that.
I hear what you're saying, but I don't know.
I mean, it is what
like,
you
guys I don't, if people weren't going to sleep in it, what do you think about the architecture then?
I like the gesture. Mm-hmm. I just think that what she's presenting is a real life role. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we dealt with this many times. Yes. For instance, the bronze doors at the palace cafe on the street had to be completely replaced because the urine disintegrated the metal to an extent where it's no longer operable. So it's a real concern in the downtown area, and we don't have an issue with it being assessed. It's just important that if you're going to have a gate, you probably want to consider having a gate, and if you do, we'd like that to be designed in such a way that it's a holistic approach to the concept rather than something you're forced to do afterwards that's very difficult to contemplate the way it's built.
So we have the options. We can either gate and keep the same recess, or we make it more shallow, but then we don't really, we're not really guaranteeing that we haven't made a little.
I think that making it shallow, insufficient for somebody to lay down, right?
Like,
I mean, you have to have some, obviously, security camera kind of thing incorporated into your design. One thing is, when you make it shallow, your door that swings out, direction of travel, you're gonna have to go to like department here to break it, because now you're gonna be in the property.
Yeah, I think if you could do half.
But it's still projecting to public property. So they do like a 100 at least. So that's like sequence of permits. It's something that is it's a mid-level. It's not, but it's something that's.
And I think you have to maintain, 5 feet clear on the sidewalk?
Yeah.
So if it swings into beyond that area, I think it's okay.
I think that affects the depth, right? Depending on what your sidewalk is.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Do you have a wide sidewalk in front of it, or is it like narrow 6 feet?
It's more than 3 feet, I believe.
That's a good one.
So how is the committee with the exterior access there?
Well, I was going to say, well, first, just the door, staying on the door itself. Any comments, like the metal door?
At the street level?
At the street level, the same door, recessed or not.
I'm fine with it.
I'm good with
the
metal door.
What's the material, though, that you're lining the recess with? It's different than you're putting on the exterior.
We were going to tile it.
And tile. Yeah. And then how are you making that edge when you transition from tile to the stucco on the exterior?
We were going to try and hug the stucco a couple inches on the inside, the reveal between the stucco and the tile on the inside.
There was another design, I think, set when the original package came, right? You had an angled sort of wall, right?
Yeah, it was. We made an adjustment to address the feedback from the shipper.
I think the doors are really beautiful. I almost kind of wish it didn't have the band of tile around it. I wish the black were filling in the entire void. I think that might be kind of interesting. But we really kind of emphasize the cutout on the recess. But that's just an opinion.
I like it.
I like the tile.
Yeah, you too.
I like it on the
it
sides.
It feels like
So anyways, that's a subjective. That's a subjective opinion.
And I have another question. I know that we don't have pre-order signage, but just out of curiosity, what are you guys thinking for signage?
For signage, we had really just talked about doing it on the glass that is around
that's
the door.
Cool.
But
that's cool.
We haven't really dove into anything beyond the basic ability.
And the one reason I ask is like it's such a simple, pure facade, and it's like so clean that like depends on what your client wants, it can be like take away from the simplicity of what you're very clean for something.
And that's why I raised the question about the stair access to the deck. Because I mean this is a very very clean, austere facade in the renderings.
Yeah.
But three dimensionally I think when you see this angular access stair, it starts and yet it's very very subtle in this rendering.
Yeah, it is.
I think it starts to give the game away that it's not quite so clean. I mean, first I thought that the access was from the adjacent building, and I realized, no, it's actually kind of an appendage.
I mean, are you suggesting kind of like straightening out the roof line?
Yeah.
It might be
there. I think this
a little bit.
It starts to, or make it read as, you know, a geometry that you're trying to express and not hide.
Mm-hmm.
I think that could be very interesting too, but this just sort of seems like you're ashamed of it. Well, I'm hoping that we don't notice it.
We were trying to take away as much of the mass as possible by just following the slope of the stairs.
I don't like the idea of boxing it out and then like allows you for like some.
Right, I do, but I do understand the challenge with Park Service.
Yes.
And visibility.
Yeah.
On these stairs and how unrelenting they are on it.
It's real.
It's real. Yeah. So, if it. Yes, I think having that like a little flower roof might sort of clean up that. Yeah. But if there's an angle,
it.
Right?
You know, like a tile it.
How crazy!
Okay.
I think that actually, being honest about it, because you're doing something very geometric here, but this is an opportunity to either like be honest about it and emphasize it, or you know, I think it seems problematic.
It's very minor.
Yeah.
Yeah. How crazy!
It's
this
crazy.
One is crazy, but. You know the typical MRGB like steps that they become like sitting on steps.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
why do you do like a tiny bench out of it?
I was just like sort of sketching like the backside of it.
Yeah, like the slope becomes like a step thing.
Yeah.
It's crazy, but it's pretty fun. Like,
we would love to do a ton of fun stuff, and we're holding back.
So have they seen fun stuff
and
said nine?
Yeah, we really just had a little camp in the front entrance, and we had the planters. The railing was it was a little more showy, so we pulled it all back, which we do love the way this landed as well.
Well, I think maybe to Brian's point, you could tie these elements together formally, image-wise, a little bit more. So you've got the solid mass of the whole building, and then you might think that your stair is another mass on top of that, and then I'm just going to kind of attack the what looks like wood slats of the screen for the HVAC. You know, I feel like that's another opportunity for these three things to actually relate to each other, so I'm not sure if introducing wood right there, I would probably stick with some of these other materials that you're using and make it like completely opaque or something. So that it's more clear that it's just an opaque version, but it becomes its own object since the rest of the rail is wide open. And then you'd see that object, you'd see that object, and you'd reference it to the whole. And I think then the material choices, I think, would all kind of be congruent.
I think the hope is that we can get approval to paint the side of the adjacent structure. And that was kind of the homogenous move to try and just make that staircase fade into the background. But I suppose there are two approaches. We could celebrate it and show it as something new and real, or we can try to pull it away.
Yeah.
I think Shippo is leaning for us to pull it out.
Yeah, that's his mission.
But, which I think that could go for the door, the paint, and the wood slats. That could all be potentially painted the same as the wall that is behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have two comments. One is maybe further down the road for you guys as you prepare a meeting, but I imagine that you calculated your occupant load based on 15th occupancy factor, and city rooftops usually will 42-7, because you know people move chairs and they cramp. So that might impact when the door swings in or out to something to keep. And if you ended up exceeding 50, would you really need a second exit out of here, which might be tricky. So you may want to do more built-in, like, fix.
More
fix.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just because I dealt with that.
Yes.
It got me.
The goal is to keep it below 50.
Correct. So, like, because it's loose furniture, the city will probably ask you to calculate at 7, and then you will do it.
I think what you can do is put like movable planters, you know, at the.
They're actually not movable. Like, you have to show them that are fixed, so they decrease.
Yeah, but they can be a product that you can put there and just basically take that square footage off.
That's a good.
And the planters were removed because they were in a fixed, like custom built into it, and they were open to the idea of having something off the shelf that. Mm-hmm.
So
installed or potentially moved. Something that's less permanent.
So that's also not under our period, but it's like I thought.
The fire marshal will allow that.
No, good thought. Yeah.
And then the other thing is, why is flat to cover the AC equipment? Like in your render, it looks a little bit off.
It was a last-second attempt to throw something in front of the AC units.
Okay, so that's what it looks like.
The material to us is for us for it to fade. It's not a move. It's how do we hide it and keep airflow?
Yeah.
It could be wood. It could be metal.
Metal or the paint. I think just making it kind of disappear a little bit.
And I think she will force you to do that. And I will have to do a rooftop metal screening in Kansas City. But it needed to match the sky.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that one? What color is
that? I've heard that before.
Yeah, what time of day are we talking?
It was metal, and we had to like do an array of typical skyline in Kansas City and choose a color. So like, literally like the green from Disney World, but it's like gray from Kansas City. And
they we were forced to do that.
So MPH may force you to do that.
We would everything in glass or mirror, so you just reflect it and it goes away.
And I think what we're showing is probably a little too loose. It could be, it should be a little bit tighter.
Yeah.
On the opening side.
But even if you use like the Julius Bloom, you know, like Julius Bloom grid, that allows you for your airflow on your AC, and you can just use factory paint.
You said louvers.
No, Julius Bloom has like a little like grid
pattern. Yeah, they
that
have like
really
a,
disappears.
Like a perforated metal.
Uh-huh. It's really cool and it can be factory painted and it kind of disappears on you, but it does the protection of being screening for the AC.
Is the intention, when you don't have any jurisdiction over use, but is it, I understand this is going to be a restaurant. Is there going to be food service on this roof?
That's an operation question.
Okay, well, the reason I'm asking is that there will inevitably be umbrellas.
I was going to go there.
That is not going to look like this.
Or shading structure.
Something.
Yes. I'm just thinking of the current heat bomb that we're in right now, or heat dome, that's what they're calling it.
I like heat bomb. That's a
very austere, clean design, but this isn't really honest about it.
Are there going to be any shading devices?
And trees, and, you know, we should have at least some idea of
the
nature
of the
invisible.
But do we
I'm not saying you have jurisdiction, I'm just saying it affects the way you review that. Same thing with what we talked about earlier with the canopies over the door, and the signage, I mean, it's the kind of stuff that does affect design, and you're going to come back for a shape structure.
It's going to happen.
Well, it's a good question, because when you look at the existing
the 5 years
design, I think there was this eyebrow sort of attached to the front, and then you guys smoothed that out. But that eyebrow as an element could be what you might reinterpret as your canopy, and maybe it just kind of comes off of that adjacent wall, and maybe
MPS
it's retractable or something like that.
I don't say MPS, we love what you're saying.
These guys are great designers. So
I know,
them,
but MPS
them,
depends how much of their finance depends on MPS, right?
Is there any public comment regarding 325 Andrew Higgins? Hearing none, is there any more discussion, or is there something you wanted to add? No?
Okay. One more minor comment. Following what she's saying about your cooking equipment, if you ended up having a mushroom, because you have such a direct line of sight, you know, like a mushroom exhaust, if you ended up having a kitchen that's functioning?
It's going to puncture straight through above the kitchen in the rear.
Okay.
In the mechanical area.
So you have a very, very small roof surface. You have a very small roof surface to
it's
food, and I think
small.
You have like 10 feet different distance between your mechanical equipment and your mushroom.
We have those labeled. That's why the mechanical units are placed where they are.
Okay.
Yeah, we love to tuck everything into that corner, but
yeah,
we do have some clearances.
So, yeah. Okay. So the mushroom is okay. Cool. Alright, mushroom. Jesus. Cool. No, it's amazing. No.
Is this a different room, or is this just the details? I think it's the staff detail. I mean, as long as we're clear on what we're talking about.
Right, so it's looking at the treatment of the recess at the front door, whether it pulls in or a gate gets added, something that will just address after hours use of that. So that's one. A different screening material for the mechanical equipment that is closer in line to the railing material. Okay.
Three is the stair.
Stair. Are we saying anything about the stair? Do we want to look at maybe it's celebrated, or is that?
That's how design. Like,
I don't think we need to make an opinion on that.
Yeah. Okay. So that's. So right now we're just at mechanical screening equipment and front door. Yeah.
And potential of a canopy design.
Well, and if a canopy is going to get added, that needs to come back for review.
And I would also suggest maybe a signage, kind of like figuring out how the signage
like
would actually
vinyl
work.
Like if it's glass, yeah. Just
if there's any protruding signage element, then it needs to get reviewed.
If it's just on the glass,
you're right,
then not so much. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think that.
Hmm?
I will have a link there.
Yes, I'll make the motion to approve with the. Is it approved? No.
Yeah,
it is. Motion for conceptual approval with the details to be worked out at staff level with regard to the entrance, potential gate, the screening at the mechanical, and then the potential of a canopy and the signage. At least a concept for the signage.
Is there a second?
I second that.
We have a motion by Reverend Hutchison, a second by Miriam Salas. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Out of the business, I recommend it. It's a very easy to read down.
Oh, thank you.
Good visualization, too.
Thank you.
All right, the next application is 843 Camp Street. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mark Heck with Studio Rise, 1541 Tulane Avenue.
This is an application for the renovation of a contributing rated four-story commercial building into a four-story hotel in Lafayette Square. Some of you might remember this building. This is a different architect and a different scheme entirely.
Okay.
Is this a tax credit project?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and have you gotten
the part two? Yes, the part two that was applied for previously is just being amended for change of point of contact. Part of that part two review was that NPS denied the penthouse that was previously approved by, I believe, this committee.
Yeah.
And so what we're here to ask for today, the main point of it, is the fourth floor windows for the fourth floor units in place of the penthouse. So we'll now have a flat roof, mod bed roof, mechanical equipment located near the rear. There's a mechanical sheet at the end of the print set that I'm not sure, maybe in the visual set, showing the mechanical equipment locations. And we're fully replacing the side windows, are all late era aluminum windows that were replaced at some point. We're replacing those with more historically appropriate aluminum windows. And then the front windows will be maintained except for the second floor. We're putting back the same kind of bay window structures that were previously approved. Really, honestly, the facade of the building is not changing from the previous review documents. It's really the removal of the penthouse and the addition of the fourth floor windows. And those fourth floor windows are only on the side and rear elevations, not on the front elevation.
That front elevation on the top level, those were never windows?
They are currently vents, and from everything we can find, they've been vents the entire time. Huh. So we're keeping those as a vent structure to not affect them on the side.
You need them for the project work, you need them as vents or as windows?
I'm sorry, what was that?
For the project work, you need them as vents or as windows?
I mean, ideally, yeah, they'd be great as windows. I believe there was some pushback from NPS on changing that front facade, so we're just taking the approach of basically boxing in the backside. They won't be operable vents, but the facade will look the same.
The one reason I agree with, I mean, windows and looking at your floor plan, so I think you will benefit from them.
We show buildings.
I cannot remember. I've never seen a building here in the city with those arch as windows. Having that present in the same
Jurisdiction. Julia Rowe.
Is that
Julia Rowe? All of the Julia Rowe buildings at that upper level.
Yeah, that's right. That's it. Mm-hmm. So we have it done in other city where you present that a building of the same era had the windows that were original to it. MPS is inclined to because you're sending a present case from the same era.
And just around the corner, Julia Rowe, all the fourth floor.
Yeah, I understand. Part of this is the owner again already had approved part two, they didn't really want to. Due to just getting the project moved, they didn't want to go back with some massive...
Well, you can just do an amendment.
Yeah.
Later on down the road.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, this room would not have any windows.
Yeah.
So, on the... So, Mark, on your first plan, fourth floor plan, are they, like, reset? They feel like a window right now. So there will not be, I'm confused how would that be done.
Do you have all the windows in where you want them and not where you don't?
Or? This is what was approved by NPS. We've kept the locations based on what was approved, I think.
Are you allowed to have solid guest room with no window?
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
So the original proposal of this, my understanding was there were actually no windows on the fourth floor because they wanted the penthouse, and they only went back and asked for the windows because they lost the penthouse. Mm-hmm. So originally the fourth floor was going to have no windows.
Yeah.
So this is already a much larger gain on that front.
Yeah, so we actually have... Unfortunately, do that in some places, but just so you know, in New Orleans, you market them as rockstar rooms, and the musicians will be the first to go first. I'm not lying.
I live such a different lifestyle.
I had a friend who moved in the rice mill, and he rented the one that was in the middle with no exterior windows because he owned a nightclub and he worked nights. So it was like ideal for him, and he got to pay like $500 less. So there's people who want that, just not me.
Yeah, not me.
I couldn't.
Is there any public comment regarding 843 Camp Street? Hearing none, is there any more discussion or is there a motion?
Sounds like we're in a rock and a hard place, but I guess if I were going to comment, I would wonder why we have windows where we have them. And since I don't really know an answer for that, then I kind of want to see these kind of blank windows in the interstitial spaces, kind of like in the original design. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So continuing
you want
that.
More windows.
Well, I want more
openings,
or at least the impression of openings.
But NPS would probably not go with that at all. Because if it wasn't there, they don't want it.
But this whole upper floor is existing?
So this is new, right? Technically, it's an attic floor that we are lowering to make occupiable. So it was an attic space only. So it was... That's why there were no windows at the fourth floor. So we're actually lowering that floor structure about a foot and a half.
But these, like the four I'm looking at here, are new windows, right?
Those are new windows.
Yeah.
Are you having to alter the head height of the existing third floor windows?
No.
Okay.
No, those openings, we're just replacing. We're taking the old, like 1980s era aluminum window out and setting a new window.
So it's got a really low ceiling height, I guess, up there.
It's like 10, I think they're like 10.3 on the 34 floors.
Even with your roof built up and insulation and all of that?
Well, the clearance is even less than that, I'm sure.
But for you, it's all the space of the guest room.
Yeah.
I mean...
Up in the rafters.
Again, we don't have privy for that, as long as you're like making codes for your building function.
But it does make the kind of the windows... The proportions of them, I guess, I'm also wondering about.
And they're just fixed windows.
Yes.
Right.
Well, I mean, I see the proportions are sort of mimicking the vents.
Yeah, the existing ones.
Well, the existing vents are more rectangular, and some of these are showing up as that.
Kind of square.
Some are square, some are rectangles, some are, it's like they vertically align, but.
Mark, in the inside, you're going to shoot rock through those vents?
Yeah, we're going to cover those.
And so what I'm seeing here, there's two that have divided lights, and it's slightly larger, and then two
those
that
are existing, the two with divided lights. They're being modified.
That is true. Sorry, there are two. And that's on the rear of the building.
Yeah, that's an NBS poster, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just looking for some consistency. Of
I mean,
something.
Are the
maybe
height of these windows, these new ones on the sides, being pushed by the banding?
Because
it looks like that's what they're aligning
with.
I
do believe that was what the push was, yes.
That might be part of what you're seeing, Randy. At least the ones on the sides.
Yeah, maybe I'm just. Maybe.
Again,
but
slightly tough spot because I wasn't in the negotiation
with
NPS, so it's like,
you know, I like. Okay, so these windows were these windows locations.
These had an amendment that approval.
And then
the
number of divided lights and.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's why there's no
it's
divided
approved
lights.
Certain ones have divided lights because they're there, and then the other ones.
I can see that.
Yeah,
they don't want to have divided lights.
No, they require them to have no grids, or if they're double hung, one of them.
The city should be friend.
That's an NPS requirement.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because it's messing with the architecture.
I know,
I think
but the
what
guidelines,
it needs is
the
those.
You wanted to have consistency.
It's
got to
have those divided lights because the top
new,
of every set of windows below has divided lights, and then it has a single pane on the lower side. So you just want to make it.
I've run into this before where we fought the consistency argument, and what they want is they want to be able to, like, they want the history and the kind of like storyline of like, I can tell you what windows were added.
They got original.
Yeah, that's some like OCD kind of like,
well,
you know.
Especially when you're replacing all the windows.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
What they say with an argument is like they want a clear delineation between what is existing.
Yeah, they want to be able to point when they're doing a tour, but I mean.
But
that's
sort of
it's not great architecture, does it make?
Well, talk to the Department of Interior, the guidelines.
Trying to reason with NPS and the current jurisdiction of NPS.
I get it.
And the less personnel they have, so you're stuck with very little viewers.
I understand.
It was called the ugly penthouse building. So they were at it.
Yeah.
They're hideous.
Yeah.
But knowing that you have so many constraints already imposed on you, I think 100% makes sense. I wish your client was more open to do future amendments that can improve the experience of your users, because at the end of the day, as your colleague, not as a reviewer, right?
Yeah.
We want better guest experience when they come to our city.
Yeah.
So maybe you can do some convincing arguments that even just exploring the possibilities.
Yeah.
They're going to be very low ceilings, and then no windows.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can always make the recommendation that those vents become
windows,
and if NPS allows
from
it.
From our perspective, I think we would not oppose that, but yes,
we would not.
I know. Correct, we would not, but we also don't understand that NPS had approved something and the clients
bad
all his resistance, keep what he has approved.
Again, I go back and at least we're only down to two rooms without windows versus the, like,
I get that.
Which I don't understand entirely without windows, but.
No, there's not that many musicians.
No.
All right,
do
we have a motion?
I don't know it, but I think the motion is approved.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree.
I don't want to create
a situation where we're battling NPS.
Yeah, we've all been there in that situation.
Yeah.
It's gonna take, it could have 6 months to your project.
Well, can we make recommendations that would fly so long as NPS can co-sign?
Like, it doesn't hurt to make a recommendation as long as they're not predicated on the proof. Like,
yeah, they're not hard and fast. Right?
I mean, look, we would love to go back and explore that. Like, as designers, I agree. I would love to go back and, like, look at some of those things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, there's a complicated ownership situation where it was a group of owners, one person ended up buying the rest of the group out.
Oh, wow.
And his money's been tied up for about 2 years.
Yeah, we know.
And so he wants to move quickly. So his argument was like, we have NPS approval, go with it.
Yeah.
But That's not to say, you know, we could make an amendment and say, hey, we want to just look at these four vents. Mm-hmm.
And try to once you got it ongoing, it can be like an amendment in construction. You just do that every release. Mm-hmm. Like day one.
Yeah, and from them, their standpoint, if those units can
be worth more,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Will be performed.
Is that a motion?
Yeah. I have one question. Is when Randy was saying recommendations, you make recommendations on an approval motion. Or is it muddle the water for the certificate of appropriateness, or is still a clean COA?
I mean, you can couch it in language like we recommend that they explore. So it's not a hard and fast declarative statement.
Yeah, because I don't want to prevent from having a clear file for permit.
Right. Or with the proviso that NPS can approve it.
I'm going to second your motion.
So,
Jingle didn't wake up this morning.
So is the motion that we would like for the applicant to explore adding additional windows at the fourth floor with the proviso that it is approved by NPS. But as it stands right now, we have conditional, we're granting conditional approval.
Conceptual
approval.
So that's the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Randy
Hutchinson.
All in
favor, please say aye.
All opposed.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
very much.
Just for the record, I voted for your project for the Choice Award.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Can you?
I did.
Please?
We got one.